It's been quite a while for a band who just thought we'd play one show and see how many people we could bother.
We were hopeful that maybe we could play two shows.
When the Minnesota band Low formed, their expectations truly matched their name. They never expected to reach the level of success they currently enjoy. After 18 years together, they're now on their ninth studio album, titled Come On. This is Take 5 from WFUV. Hi, it's Russ Boris. After playing in several rock bands throughout the 80s and early 90s, Alan Sparhawk decided that he wanted to try something different. Influenced by some of the more minimalist sounds of the Velvet Underground and Joy Division, Sparhawk started the band Low with his wife Mimi Parker and began creating music with a more quiet and subtle sound. Low began to be associated with the so-called slowcore movement of the early 90s, which included bands like Cowboy Junkies and Red House Painters. And although the band doesn't particularly care for the term slowcore, they're still recognized as considerable contributors to the genre. On their latest album, Come On, Low continued to explore those same minimalist sounds and slower tempos, but decided to mix things up a bit with the help of a new producer, as they discussed with the Alternate Side's Alisa Ali.
You guys have always worked with producers, and the producer that you chose to work with this time, Matt Beckley, kind of an interesting choice because he's worked with Katy Perry and that ilk.
Yeah, he's done a bunch of bizarre Hollywood records. I don't know. He was just a guy that we knew. He was funny. He played in some bands that we'd play with sometimes. And over time, it sort of dawned on us that his real job was going up to Skywalker Ranch and pitch correcting Paris Hilton and stuff like that. So at this point, the idea of working with someone that at least on the surface looks in a totally different camp is sort of intriguing.
Yeah.
You know, we've worked with a lot of different people and some more typical, like Steve Albini. We've worked with Dave Fridman, who's made some beautiful records. And after a few years and after you've done a few records, sometimes the person you work with or the space that you go to do it is sort of a nice way to throw a wrench in your machine and push yourself and make some surprises happen.
Thinking that your fans are probably a little bit more respectful and want to be more quiet. I mean, there's a lot going on and it is sort of quiet, so you kind of need to shut up for a little while so you can listen to what's going on. Or is that not the case?
No, yeah, it's
we've
nice
had
when
some
happens.
Some shows have fans have gone fisticuffs to quiet down their
fellow audience.
Yeah, fellow audience.
Yeah,
really?
Yeah,
sometimes yeah it's crazy
yeah,
when you get
a fight
at a low show.
Yeah, that's going a little extreme, but we'll put up with whatever.
So you don't have to have
hushers or security.
Can't hear.
No.
We don't have, yeah, professional hushers.
It's a great idea, though.
You try to sleep, 'cause there's never enough. You try to sleep. Inside the dream, you take a step. You come to see your death. Try.
Live music from Low and the song Try to Sleep. Thanks to our producer, Alisa Ali, and hear more from artists like this at thealternateside.org.